science and technology, solar physics and paleontology. Set in stone. An ancient forest reveals the sun's behavior 290 million years ago.
Every 11 years or so, a new sunspot cycle begins. Sunspots are apparent blemishes in the sun's photosphere, the layer which emits its light. Though still hot, about 3,500 degrees Celsius, they are cooler than their surroundings, about 5,500 degrees Celsius, and thus appear dark by contrast. A cycle starts with spots appearing at mid-latitudes in both northern and southern hemispheres. Over time, these spot-generating areas migrate towards the equator. As they do so, the amount of light and other radiation the sun emits first increases to a maximum and then decreases to a minimum until the spots vanish and the cycle renews. On Earth, the increased illumination of solar maxima drives photosynthesis and thus plant growth. That permits botanists to use trees' annual growth rings to work out what sunspot activity was like hundreds and occasionally thousands of years ago. Determining solar activity millions of years ago, though, has not been so easy. But it is of interest to solar physicists, who wonder how far back into the past the oscillations of the sun's magnetic field that drive the cycle go, and how they might have changed over the course of time. Now, Ludwig Luthardt and Ronny Rösler of the Natural History Museum of Chemnitz in Germany have cracked the problem